Housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
And the Golden Globes go to Me Too. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
For the male nominees in the room tonight, this is the first time in 3 months it won't be terrifying to hear your name read out loud.
Seth Meyers on an NBC show dominated by the fallout from the Harvey Weinstein sex scandal that led to many others. Many women wore black, including Oprah Winfrey, who got an ovation looking forward to a time
when nobody ever has to say Me Too again.
Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, and Big Little Lies. The big winners at the Golden Globes. Missouri grabbed four awards with Frances McDormand getting Best Actress. In her speech, she summed up the night's story, one of empowering women.
It was really great to be in this room tonight and to be a part of the tectonic shift.
Big Little Lies also took home four awards. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, too.
Fox's Michelle Polino at the Golden Globe Awards. Lady Bird and the Handmaid's Tale also won awards. President Trump will go to Nashville today to talk at the Farm Bureau Convention amid all the furor over Fire and Fury, the Inside the Trump White House book that has the president's critics questioning his mental health.
This is alarming in every way.
Author Michael Wolff on NBC. The president's defenders are attacking him. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, former White House strategist Steve Bannon called Donald Trump Jr. a patriot and a good man in a statement released after the president's supporters made the rounds on the Sunday shows. White House advisor Stephen Miller called Bannon's remarks in the book grotesque on CNN's State of the Union.
The whole White House staff is deeply disappointed in his comments.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski told Fox News Sunday that Fire and Fury should not be taken seriously.
This is a book of fiction.
Bannon also called the Russia probe a witch hunt, saying there was no collusion. Dave.
Rachel, the search is on for home intruder on the run near Seattle after a Pierce County, Washington sheriff's deputy responding to the house was shot and killed last night. Another suspect also killed in the chase. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
House lawmakers return today as Congress gets into full gear in the new year, coming off a weekend meeting at Camp David. President Trump and Republican leaders talking about the budget and DACA.
We also talked about the other things we'd like to try and accomplish this year. The president and many folks in the Senate especially are interested in talking about an infrastructure bill. We'll continue discussions on that. The House is interested in trying to figure out a way to put work requirements into welfare reform. That's absolutely critical.
White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney.
Congress is facing a January 19th deadline to pass a spending bill and avoid a government shutdown. Democrats want to link that to a DACA fix to protect some young immigrants in the country illegally from deportation. In a letter to Democrats last week, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called an $18 billion border wall proposal alarming, writing, "We must all speak out." President Trump has said a wall is necessary as part of any DACA legislation. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There was a small fire early this morning at Trump Tower in New York City on the top floor, but it ended up not being a big deal. It is now contained. No one was evacuated. Nobody was hurt. Star Wars fans had a bad feeling about this past weekend.
It trailed Star Wars from the start, but kept plugging away.
A game for those who seek to find a way to leave their world behind. Jumanji.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, bumps The Last Jedi from the top spot, grossing an estimated $36 million. A horror flick scared Jedi away to third place.
The Haunted House. Is
my family's house.
Insidious, The Last Key, opening with $29.3 million. The Greatest Showman and Pitch Perfect 3 round out the top five. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
It is calm on Wall Street after that big rally that started the year. That has the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P at record highs. Stock futures are flat right now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Well, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, that's in Champaign, and also on Cunningham at Kerr, in Urbana. BlossomBasket.com. Send somebody flowers. Let them know how you feel. Well, it really didn't happen. Well, I understand the superintendent. Colleen Magnifico has jumped in here this morning.
Hello, hello.
I understand the superintendent's trying to stay ahead of this. Had they known the temperature was going to stay at 34 and not go to 31, 32, the danger zone between 30 and 31, 32, if it happened to have been 30 degrees, this would have been just an icy event like they thought. But it didn't happen. So at 34, headed toward a higher 36, we do have widespread dense fog. Yeah, be careful, but it's nothing you haven't handled. Some of the rural roads could be a little greasy, parking lots, sidewalks, stuff like that. But the main thoroughfare, just normal. Normal speeds, from what I can tell on my drive in, mostly on Windsor here this morning. A widespread fog tonight, mainly between 2 and 4 a.m. Overnight low 20. How about these temperatures? Areas of fog before 7 tomorrow again. Up to 37, Wednesday up to 50. How about that? See you later, snow. See you till next time. And right now it's 34 degrees, and again, the event did not happen, thankfully, because it could have been really bad. But for ice to occur, it just has to be just right. And it just isn't just right, which we're happy about. Now, as a matter of, you don't really need me on this, but just as an FYI, whole bunch of schools rurally are out. Arcola, Champaign County Head Start, DeLand Weldon, Gifford Grade School, Heritage Schools, Ludlow, Monticello Christian Academy, Monticello Schools, Oakwood Schools, Pax and Buckley Loda, Prairie View Ogden Schools, Rantoul Township High School, Rossville Alvin School, St. Joseph Grade School, St. Joseph Middle School, St. Joseph Ogden High School, St. Malachy Catholic School, St. Thomas Catholic School, Salt Fork Schools, Unity Schools, Tuscola Schools, Villago Schools, Westville Schools, they all could have gone. I mean, they all could have gone.
Oh, I agree.
But how are you going to know the temperature is not going to go to 31? But this was in rural, again, going to be slippy, and all the parking lots at schools could be an issue and had a lot of salt. So rural schools, I understand. I get it. But it just, again, we're happy here waking up to 34 degrees. But all our school closings and cancellations available at ESPNCU.com, ESPNCU.com. Okay, it's Monday. It is January the 8th. It's 2018. I am Stevie J. Again, Colleen Magnifico in this morning for Diane. Doing some helping out. We appreciate that as well. Okay, President Donald Trump talks about the tell-all, quote, full of lies. Book, we'll get into that in just a few moments. Senator Bill Brady has joined us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Happy New Year, Stevie.
Happy New Year to you.
I'm doing well. I am doing well.
Well, good to have
hopefully,
you back.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be a better 2018, and hopefully we've got some hope for the state of Illinois. This is an election year, so everybody's getting in position, right?
Right. It's unfortunately, that will consume much of what is said and done. But, of course, it's done with the interest that the people care, and hopefully good things will come out of it. You know, we're hoping that we know the people are upset in light of the federal tax reductions. They're upset about the state income tax increase the Democrats passed. And even more important is, under the federal law, is the fact that Illinois' property taxes and income taxes are high. So we're hoping that the pressure from the people will force the Democrats into good policy decisions that will position our state better to create jobs and keep more money in the pockets of the taxpayers.
I was surprised Chris Kennedy came out so hard against Rahm Emanuel and the folks in Chicago and some people in his own party. Chris Kennedy, Democrat, running against J.B. Pritzker. I don't think he can beat J.B. Pritzker, but the Democrats are going to put somebody up with a lot of money.
Well, when Democrats get desperate, they play the card, is my opinion. And in this case the card is to appeal to black voters, and presuming that they're naive. I don't think they're that naive, but because he did it so early, it lessens his chances. But Pritzker's resources are vast, not only his personal wealth, and clearly he's going to buy the election or try to, but also the fact that he's been able to use that personal wealth to buy endorsements from traditional Democrat groups. But you can tell Kennedy's desperate. He's probably alienated everybody who's anybody in the Democratic Party. And, that's his plan. That's his plan. But yeah. I was surprised, particularly at the timing of it. Usually it's a card you played by the Democrats late in the game. But right. This case, it was early.
Senator Bill Brady from Bloomington, state senator for the state of Illinois. I am hopeful for 2018. What is perplexing? I'll let you go after this. But what's perplexing to me, Bill, is that the state, by all accounts, we're struggling, but yet the Democrats continue to win. They continue to control. How does that change when you're in a blue state, particularly north of I-80? We're pretty pinkish downstate like Indiana, right. But north of I-80, Senator, it's always going to be that.
Well, I think it changes with two things, term limits and fair maps. The term limits or the lack of term limits have allowed the Democrats to have stronghold positions in spite of the real beliefs, I believe, of their constituents. Illinois, in my opinion, although be it a swing state when it comes to statewide elections, as you can see under Bruce Rauner's victory and other statewide Republican victories, is, I believe, truly a Republican state when it comes to the legislature under fair maps. Mm. But the Democrats have so gerrymandered it. And that's why this election with Bruce Rauner is so important. It will be our chance to stop another democratically drawn map. We'll have another chance with the courts, but I do believe that downstate is even becoming more legislatively Republican, showing its true colors in terms of what the people believe. So where we are swing state, in my opinion, in terms of statewide elections, because of the heavy dominance and the ability to turn out, I think, naive votes in Chicago for the Democratic Party, we are, in my opinion, a Republican state when it comes to the legislative districts under fair maps. But I think fair maps and term limits are the key to Illinois' future, in addition to jobs and policies that bring back jobs.
Senator, always a pleasure. Happy New Year to you, Bill. Thanks for your time, as always.
Happy New Year, Stevie. Thank you.
You bet. That's Senator Bill Brady, state senator, state of Illinois. It is 7:13.
You look at some of his past books. He did a book on Rupert Murdoch. It was a terrible expose, and it was false. So much of it was false. I consider it a work of fiction.
That is Donald Trump talking about the book, All Full of Lies, he says. And now, from Belize, author of From Clients to Crooks, an insider reveals the real Washington, D.C., Leslie Sorrell. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm great. And you?
I'm fine. Hopeful. Love starting the year with hope. But, gosh.
As we all should.
Okay, so what's your read on this? Now it's forget collusion, forget obstruction. The president's crazy.
Well, I think, the president thought Wolf would, his ego allowed him to only imagine a book that would flatter him. And instead, Wolf wrote what he saw. I think, I relate to it. We have to ask, why would he do this? And I think it's probably the similar reason I wrote a tell-all political book, is at the end of the day, we want people to be inspired and to care and get involved and be informed. Wolf said himself, his goal was for people to consider invoking the 25th Amendment, saying the president's unfit for office. I don't know if that's realistic or not, but I think he'd like people to have the conversation of what we're going down the wrong road.
Yeah. Okay. This too shall pass, or is there something here?
I think it just plays into the fact of what a lot of us looking on the outside of the White House thought. It appears to operate in chaos. It appears to be a hostile work environment. And he's saying all of that's true and worse. people wanted to shake things up, but there is some value to institutional knowledge. And a lot of people's battle cry was, Donald Trump doesn't have it, but he'll grow into this. And I think Wolf is saying he won't.
Well, again, I think I'll give him a 3 to 6 month pass. If I were to go to the White House, I wouldn't have a clue how it all worked either. And I know you get people around you that do, but man, you know, you can make this argument. You could as well, Leslie. There is swampish tendencies in Washington. While they're good people, there are people that are so institutionalized. It's why Donald Trump won. We're so mad. We're so upset. We're so frustrated with the system.
That's right. And I mean, the bureaucrats of Washington have the same tendencies of elected officials. They've been in so long that they can't help but to think, since they don't make the big corporate salaries, they deserve theirs too.
Yeah.
They also do. But there has to be a good balance of those who want to go in, get something done, and get out, and those that can help guide the process and hopefully not be crooks.
Okay. What's the temperature where you are today, Leslie?
Well, we were very cold this morning in the low 70s, and it will warm up today, and I'll take my layers off, but I'm wearing long sleeves.
Yeah, we're dealing with snow, ice, and fog. That's great. Okay, Leslie, who's written this book.
Come on down.
Yeah, Belize, ladies and gentlemen. From Clients to Crooks, an insider reveals the real Washington, D.C., if you really want to know. This will tell you. Leslie, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Leslie Sorrell, S-O-R-R-E-L-L. And you can learn all about Washington if you want to know how it works. That's what she did. And then she said, blah, and she left. She went to Belize, and she's still doing stuff, though. Can't stay away. Sports headlines, college football national championship is tonight. It's Georgia against Alabama. Bama favored by 4.5. I'll take Alabama down at Georgia. It is a $2,200 nosebleed ticket. $2,200 is my understanding of the nosebleed ticket. NFL wildcard weekend. Atlanta upsets L.A. Rams 26-13. Tennessee stuns Kansas City 22-21. Yesterday, Shot Khan's Jacksonville Jags beat Buffalo. It was 10-3. You remember Lion King, right? You remember Lion King there, Colleen?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. The game between Jacksonville and Buffalo.
Ugly.
It was ugly, but they won 10-3. Jags move on. And, of course, yesterday afternoon, New Orleans Saints edge to the Carolina Panthers 31-26. So Atlanta travels to Philadelphia. Tennessee gets to visit New England. Woohoo! Sunday it's Jacksonville at Pittsburgh, and New Orleans plays at Minnesota. Fighting Illini women, I was there. Fighting Illini women played them tough, lost to 18th ranked Iowa 84-71. State Farm Center is beautiful. It was on Big Ten. Illini played tough. I think Nancy Fain's going to be good. Illini men host Iowa Thursday night, 7 State Farm Center, after falling 0-4 after that loss in Ann Arbor to Michigan. Illinois 0-4. Illini men and women both 0-4. You know, it might be the first time in the history of the University of Illinois that football did not win a Big Ten game, and basketball and men and women 0-4 were 0-4. This, my friends, is the valley. And now, the climb. Oh, yeah. That's sports. Okay, again, a national championship tonight. NFL playoffs getting interesting with the final 8. And more on that this weekend as we get into some of the divisional stuff with the teams that had a bye. But again, the national championship down in Atlanta, Georgia, I cannot believe. Well, if you have the Georgia Bulldogs taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide, in Atlanta, a really good chance there's going to be a lot of people who want to go. And that's what happened to a $2,200 top-of-the-row end-zone ticket cost. I mean, wow. A lot of rural school closings because of the thought of the weather getting to ice, but it didn't happen. Widespread dense fog, and still be careful out there, but it's not what we thought. High today, 36. Currently, 34 is the magic temperature because it didn't get to that ugly 31. There is a fog tomorrow morning, high 37. Wednesday, 50. Right on, right on, right on. kids was disappointed because he wanted to ice fish Benjamin. But it's probably not going to be good enough to ice fish. It's got 50. Begin some of the meltdown. All right, let's check your Fox Business Minute. Brought to you by Eric Boland at Provida Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidaFinancialGroupLLC.com. All right, check your Fox Business Minute. Now 7:20 on this Monday morning.
From the Fox Business Network, the next time you're at Dunkin' Donuts, there may be fewer things to order from the menu. Boston Herald reporting that Dunkin's is simplifying its offerings, getting rid of items that are not popular or time-consuming to make. Among the offerings on the chopping block, strawberry banana smoothies and steak and egg sandwiches. Well, some big Apple investors say the iPhone is bad for kids and the company should do something about it. The claim comes from JANA Partners, LLC, and the California State Teachers Retirement System. Together, they represent $2 billion in Apple shares. And we sent a letter to Apple asking the company to develop software so that parents can limit their kids' cell phone usage. And cable TV bills on the rise in 2018. For example, Comcast says its bills will rise an average of 2.2%. The reason? Rising fees to carry TV networks. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
I was driving. I went to O'Hare yesterday. Had to drive Benjamin. He had to flight out to California. One of my kids. And so I'd never seen this happen before. I was coming back on 57. We left early. It was fine because I was worried for all of this ice and stuff that was forecasted. And it just, again, temperature stayed 2 degrees warmer to keep us more in the main roads. It's kind of, it's wet, but it's not icy. Rural roads, yeah. Parking lots, yeah. Got to be careful. But main thoroughfares, to me, look pretty normal in my drive-in. So anyway, I'm driving back on 57, coming south. I'm about Gilman. It starts raining. And the winds out of the south were pushing probably 40 plus miles an hour. So I could feel it in the car. And when the moisture hit the windshield, it froze.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I couldn't defrost it.
Mm-mm.
It was an instant sheet of ice, and I had to stop. I couldn't warm up the windshield warm enough.
Yeah, last night was pretty dangerous. I know a lot of people were telling me they were sliding all over the place, and if I, you know, was out there to be careful.
Yeah.
But luckily, I was just laying low.
Yep. No, last night, for several hours there, it was just really icy, and then it got warmer. But anyway, coming home, I'd never driven where the windshield wouldn't stay warm enough to keep it off, the ice off. It was an instant hit, but I think with the wind at 40 to 50 miles an hour, the chill made it just too cold, and it was an odd set of circumstances to have it stick and be ice and not see. It just not be able to windshield wipers. It just didn't. It was just.
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
Just covers
pull
it.
Over and
you got to scrape it, and then.
Oh yeah.
I found that the windshield wiper fluid helped. It was a warmer, and so it kind of helped.
A little bit.
But anyway, it's odd. Okay, it's 7:24. Golden Globes are last night.
Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, and Big Little Lies. The big winners at the Golden Globes, Missouri, grabbed 4 awards with Frances McDormand getting Best Actress. In her speech, she summed up the night's story, one of empowering women.
It was really great to be in this room tonight and to be a part of the tectonic shift in our industry's power structure.
Big Little Lies also took home 4 awards. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, too, and Oprah Winfrey received the Cecil B. DeMille Award and brought the crowd to their feet.
So I want all the girls watching here and now to know
that a new day is on the horizon.
At the Golden Globes in Hollywood, Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I did not. I was watching so engrossed in football. When the football game got over, I was exhausted. So I did not watch the Golden Globes, but you did.
Oh, I'm a big dork when it comes to Golden Globes and the Academy Awards. I love it.
The clips I heard, Seth Meyers appeared funny. They went right at the elephant in the room, which was, you know, women and Me Too.
And a little bit of Trump.
Okay.
threw that in there a little bit,
okay.
Of course.
But it was mostly black-dressed women saying enough's enough. And Oprah Winfrey's speech was how long?
Oh, wow.
10, 15 minutes? Was it?
She was mesmerizing. You know, one of my friends even said, I couldn't even take my eyes off the screen. And, I mean, she's inspirational. She's very well-spoken. She definitely has always been, you know, the forefront of... You know, helping out women and giving them a voice.
Well, listen, she's done some remarkable things in her life, actress.
Oh, yeah, and she's come from, you know, tough times.
Tough times, some tough things in her life, and to rise to a billionaire is very impressive. Running for president, I don't know her politics. I'm sure she's pretty liberal. I don't know how far left. She was all about Barack Obama, and I think that's too far left for the country. But as far as a figure, as far as somebody that would be fun to listen to, inspiring, come on. Yeah, you know, these days where I think The Rock and Tom Hanks would have a good chance, or it is more of a populist thing as it is somebody's qualified for it, I think we've, from a sense of business and working to get jobs and things, Donald Trump made some sense to me because he's kind of worked the big deals and tax cuts, I think, is going to be good. And we see the job numbers, the best in 45 years for African Americans, the best ever for Hispanics. There are jobs coming back. So things seem to be rolling a little bit. Could Oprah Winfrey negotiate at the high level? I mean, she'd have to have good advisors around her to understand all of that stuff, the geopolitical stuff. But I don't know.
Well, Seth Meyers also had said that he should, or that Oprah should be president and Tom Hanks should be her VP.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. And Tom Hanks going, what? What about me? And The Rock's thinking, where'd I go? And Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are going, wait a minute. But as far as a wonderful speaker, yeah, Oprah, but the country is more middle. It's not this far left stuff. It's not Bernie Sanders. It's not Elizabeth Warren. And if Oprah were a moderate, she'd win. I'm telling you, in this time, she'd be a tough thing to beat her because her name recognition, you go to the mall, 9 out of 10 know Oprah Winfrey. At least know of her.
Oh, of course. You, I would even, I feel like everybody does.
At the same sense, 2 out of 10 would know the vice president currently. 9 out of 10 know Trump. 9 out of 10 would know Tiger Woods. 9 out of 10 and no Tom Hanks. 2 out of 10 and no Joe Biden. So there's not some, but it's not popular. The Rock, maybe 10 out of 10 after you saw Jumanji. You like that, huh?
I loved Jumanji. I didn't know if I would, but man, Kevin Hart and The Rock. It was just hilarious.
Jack Black was very funny. being a man with a woman inside because she thought it was a man.
Oh, it was funny.
Yeah, it was a young girl that thought that Shelley was a girl's name, so she picked that plain character, and it ended up being Jack Black, who was a Shelley scientist professor. So, anyway, it was funny. I enjoyed it.
Oh, their casting was great. They, you know, coming back and doing a Jumanji again, you know, you kind of wonder, oh, what's going to happen? But they had a great cast.
I agree. Okay, but as far as President of the United States, could somebody, a celebrity, win? Yes, I believe they could. But again, the problem for Democrats is what if the stuff Donald Trump wants to do works? And man, this country will not elect a far, far left. They will not. Donald Trump's a moderate, folks. If, you know, in his life, he was a Democrat and he could, a lot of things could be a Democrat. He's not a far right guy. He's a middle of the road guy and he's connected with a lot of Americans. There's no doubt. And so the Democrats' fear is that, oh no, what if it all works? We're not going to win. And then we get Trump, who a lot of people can't stand. He called himself a genius over the weekend on Twitter. He said he went to the best schools. He's kind of a genius. And it's the president you have now. He's the president of my country. And I'm waiting to see if his stuff works. If it works, his policies work, great. I'm happy for the country. If they don't, you can vote him out. He'll be up soon. Somebody will announce next year, probably this year. It's 18, right? Yeah. Somebody's going to announce this year they're running for president. There's going to be about 10 Democrats, 15 Democrats that are trying to get in there because they think they're going to win. And the midterms, of course, will be fascinating. Okay, we'll come right back. The first prescription video game could help children with ADHD. Really?
Oh.
That's next. ESPN 93.5. It's
long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Member FDIC. All right, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast for the National Weather Service. And we have some foggy conditions. Rural so roads could be a little slippery, but the main thoroughfares at 34 degrees seem to be fine to me. Be careful. Pump the brakes. Make sure. But from my eye, it did not happen. The event did not happen, thankfully, although a lot of rural schools are out of school anticipating an ice event this morning. It didn't happen. High today, 36. Tonight, foggy. Overnight, 20 or so. And then Tuesday, 37 with fog tomorrow morning. Wednesday, the big 5-0. 50 degrees in Champaign-Urbana on Wednesday. Hallelujah. It's 7:37. What is this? The first prescription video game could help children with ADHD? Really? Very happy to welcome socialist and therapeutic pediatrics Dr. Sally Fryer-Deeds. How are you, Sally?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you on. I mean, kids are lighting up going, really? I can get a prescription video game? Is this true?
Well, I wouldn't get too excited about it yet. it's in the trial phases, and it supposedly targets attention and impulsive behavior in kids. There are, you know, there's a lot that remains to be seen about it. I don't think anybody should look at it as being a an alternative to all the other treatments that are available for ADHD. But it's out there and they're looking at it.
Okay. Well, why not? We're always looking for new and a way to find solutions and new paths, perhaps, to things like this. How common is attention disorder?
Well, the CDC reports that about 11% of kids today are being diagnosed with ADHD. I think that many kids are probably misdiagnosed with attention deficit. There's a lot of other reasons that children have a lack of attention or may have impulsive behavior in classroom settings or, you know, just social settings. So, you know, the statistics, that's what's published out there, but we see a collection of these behaviors in lots of different developmental disabilities.
She's a therapist in therapeutic pediatrics, Dr. Sally Fryer-Deets. Do you think social media and my absolute attachment and somewhat of an addiction to my phone is helping or hurting this cause?
I think it's hurting kids. I think a lot of the problems that we see are a result of too much dependence on the media in terms of, you know, TVs and video games and iPads and iPhones and all that kind of stuff. Kids who have attention problems for things that are difficult for them, like reading and writing in school, will gravitate towards video games because it's very visually stimulating and activates the brain in a way. It's almost like a drug in a sense. So I'm not personally sold on the idea of there being a video game to treat this particular disorder. I think you have to look at a lot of different things to help kids who have those kinds of problems.
I mean, do we run to drugs too often still, or are we figuring out that maybe there's other ways?
Well, there are other ways, and I think that people do tend to run to drugs too quickly. Everybody wants a quick fix, and there is no quick fix. But when we look at what is it that sets kids up for inattention, a lot of times it's how they process sensory information around them, and having activities that help to build those neural pathways naturally through play and physical engagement, in my opinion, is a better alternative to medication or a video game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's certainly out there, and I know a lot of people struggle with it. I know this could be a bit of a stretch because I'm a real advocate for quitting sugar in your life, but things like that, I mean, kids eating an overabundance of sugar up to a pound a day, which is, I think, average for Americans, a half pound to a pound a day, that can't help us, right?
So I absolutely agree with you. And we do see kids who have poor diets, whether too much sugar or too many carbs or just don't have a good, healthy healthy diet balance, do tend to have problems, more problems with their behavior, attention, and focus.
Yeah.
So looking at the whole person, is the better alternative.
Are you encouraged, discouraged about your field, Sally? Where are you with all that? It's pediatrics and working with kids.
I love what we do. We use a holistic approach called sensory integration therapy. We look at the whole person. Every child is different, so every treatment is different dependent on what that child's strengths and weaknesses are. But we work, through the body, through activity and play and engagement and all the senses to really help to build those pathways naturally and working with the families and parents and just, really being a support to the whole team.
I like everything you said, because I think when you need drugs, you need to take them when you need them, then they might work. Right. We are getting so over, we're desensitizing our bodies because we always pop pills to fix stuff. How do people find you?
Well, we're in Dallas, Texas. Our website is iptkids.com. And I have a book also, When Kids Fly, Solutions for Children with Sensory Challenges, that you can get on Amazon. And, we're here to help. There's lots of things you can do. I think kids get medicated too early before they have a chance to really build things themselves.
Nice meeting you, Sally. Good luck.
Thank you.
My pleasure. It's Dr. Sally Fryer Dietz, When Kids Fly on Amazon, D-I-E-T-Z. Liked everything she said. 743, Sports Next, ESPN 93.5.
For two decades, Flooring Surfaces has been at the forefront of the flooring industry in central Illinois. Flooring Surfaces has an immense stock of imported porcelain tiles, ever-changing with the latest fashions in flooring. The newest technology for longer-lasting, better-looking vinyl planks, softer carpets that are easier to clean, and hardwoods from elegant exotics to rustic industrial designs. Find it all in the showroom at Flooring Surfaces. Once your design is complete, Flooring Surfaces offers professional installation service for any size project. Whether it's a kitchen backsplash, a tiled shower, an entire basement, or a 100-unit apartment complex, Flooring Surfaces has the experience you need to create a fantastic new space. So when you need carpet, vinyl, tile, laminate, or hardwood, remember that the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Flooring Surfaces, the world at your feet.
Now imagine being in a home where you don't have anything. What if you didn't have television, computer, or cell phone? I mean, the Amish don't have any of that still, right? The Amish believe in no electricity and things like that. I don't think. It'd be just, these days, what do you do at home? You're either watching TV, me too, computer, or phone.
Phone's always by me. It's crazy.
If I'm at the end of the day really tired and I've got my glasses and my phone, I'm good. Because I can go anywhere, check all the Twitter feeds and all that stuff, Facebook.
I always feel like I'm missing out, though, on like... I mean, when I was growing up, I was reading, I was writing, I was drawing.
Reading, is that a thing?
Like a book? Like a book.
Like you had to turn the page?
I still prefer
you were killing trees? You tree killer?
I mean,
anymore now, you download everything, right?
No, I still, if I'm going to read a book,
you like
I
the
go
book
to the
library. Yeah.
Something about the book, the turning the page, the smell
of
it.
No, I know. I feel the same about the newspaper. I like holding the newspaper, but that's going away. All that stuff's going away. Because, I mean, I've read a book on the iPad, and you just swipe your finger in the next page. But I agree, there is something to holding the binding and the page turning, no doubt. But people loved horses, too. It's all changing. The information age has changed. I was at Kinko's and looked at this desk calendar. I still might get it. The old school, big old desks with all the, and you can write all the things.
Josh still has.
I know it. I think I still might because I like a glance at the month.
Sure.
Versus, you probably could do it on this iPhone, but I don't know how. But, scheduling will bing, ping, and let you know the time and you got to go and all those other things. So it's way better than the you know, 11 by 14 desk calendar, but I'm just more comfortable because I'm older school. But nobody does that. I mean, everybody under 40 is all doing on your phone. Everything's on the phone.
That's true.
So it's an amazing evolution of what we've done and evolved to when it comes to dependencies and what we lean on to get information. All right, your sports headlines. The college football national championship is tonight.
It's an SEC showdown for the national title as third-ranked Georgia will battle number 4 Alabama in the CFP final. Atlanta entering the national championship for the third year in a row in what Crimson Tide head coach Nick Saban sees as an even matchup.
Probably going to be 6 or 7 plays in the game that'll make a huge impact.
As for Georgia, they look for their first national title since 1980 as Bulldogs head coach Kirby Smart relies on past experience to help his squad.
The playoffs that I've been a part of, it's the team that manages those 25 days to get better.
Winner is national champion in what should be a pretty even crowd with Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta housing the CFP final. Kickoff slated for 8 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Yeah, Alabama goes in as a 4.5-point favorite. I'm taking Alabama. It's the teacher versus the pupil. I mean, Kirby Smart was Nick Saban's defensive coordinator. And Alabama, I look at it as Alabama is Microsoft, Georgia looks like Apple. You know, it's a little updated scheme and all these other things. Alabama's just got big, strong, quick athletes that just pummel you. So I'll take the Bama Crimson Tide to win the national championship tonight. NFL Wild Card Weekend, Atlanta beat L.A. on Saturday, 26-13. Tennessee stunned Kansas City, 22-21. Yesterday, Shad Khan's Jacksonville Jaguars beat Buffalo, 10-3. And in a Superdome thriller, New Orleans and Carolina, the Saints are trying to beat the Panthers for the third time this year. You can't beat a team three times, can you? He got down to it. 35-yard line. Last play, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers about to throw one in the end zone to see if they can stun the Saints.
Blitz! A sack! Saints win!
Oh, mommy! That was close! And now the Saints go to Minnesota. That's the last game this coming Sunday. The schedule looks like this. Atlanta travels to Philadelphia. First time in the history of the NFL. The number one seed is an underdog at home. The Atlanta Falcons dismantling the LA Rams go to Philadelphia. It's all because Philly quarterback got hurt. So, Carson Wentz. It's Nick Foles getting no respect. I'm telling you, Philadelphia is still a fine football team. But at this level, you kind of bet on the quarterback, don't you? Anyway, Atlanta favored to go to Philadelphia, the one seed. And then Tennessee gets to go to New England. I mean, that Tennessee Titan. Did you see Mariota's threw the ball, got tipped, grabbed the ball, scored a touchdown himself, and then made the block to win the game, the quarterback. This Mariota guy, I think, is the real deal for Tennessee. Not going to beat New England in New England, I don't think. 13.5-point favorites for the Patriots. Sunday, Shad Khan travels to Pittsburgh, and New Orleans plays in Minnesota. And the Vikings are really good defensively. And the Saints' defense yesterday looked very vulnerable. So Case Keenum, or whatever the guy's name is, who took over for Sam Bradford. Saints lost game one in Minneapolis season opener. Can the Saints upset Minnesota? They're 3.5-point dogs going to the dome there. 7:49. Fighting Illini women played pretty well yesterday. Were winning after one quarter against 18th-ranked Iowa, but could not prevail. Iowa 84, our women 71. The Illini men lost in Ann Arbor by 10 on Saturday. They're now 0-4, as are the women, and the football team didn't win either. So I'm presenting to you, my friends, that January 8th of 2018 is the Valley. This is the Valley. We will never, ever again in football combined women's and men's basketball be 0-16 at this point. It'll never happen again. Thank you. I'm here all week. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, must win against Iowa. We'll get them. Hawkeyes haven't won either. All right, that's sports, 7:50.
You buy Community Credit Union.
People have been wondering for years, what came first, the chicken or the egg? That question may never get solved, but we know what comes first when it comes to buying a home. pre-approval. Pre-approval with the U of I Community Credit Union should always come first when buying your new home. Hi, it's Lisa Paul, your financial expert. There are several advantages to getting pre-approved for your new home at the U of I Credit Union. You'll not only get an overview of the home buying process, we'll also discuss targeting a home that will meet your needs as well as your budget. This will allow you to make an offer on the property as soon as you fall in love with it. Looking to buy a home this spring? Come see us for pre-approval. You can apply online at uofi.org, set up an appointment, or walk into our First Street branch to meet with one of us. If you live, work, or play in Champaign County, you can bank with the U of I Community Credit Union.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
Okay, so you do have to be careful. It is not the event we thought, and while we were projecting ice and stuff, didn't happen, and I'm sure happy about it. Although there are a lot of rural schools that did shut down in anticipation of an ice event. Widespread dense fog mainly before 9 this morning. Otherwise cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. What's 36 going to feel like after we've endured minus 10 last week? Really nice. This is going to be a bit of a meltdown. Colleen Mandifical in for Diane Ducey this morning. Widespread fog mainly between 2 and 4 in the morning overnight. Down to 20, which feels like 50. I mean, doesn't that feel warm?
It felt great.
I don't need the big coat. Don't need it. Areas of fog tomorrow, so you got to deal with the fog. And in the rural areas, it can be like zero visibility in some patches. But tomorrow's high 37. And how about this? Patchy fog, mostly cloudy, but Wednesday's high touching 50. Let's see. Thursday, showers likely. What? What? High on Thursday, 55?
Wow. Isn't it supposed to drop, though, again, to like the 20s?
Yeah, because all eyes are on Friday at noon. We have the Cardinal Caravan. Missouri Insurance Farm Bureau Cardinal Caravan. That's at the Hilton Garden Inn Friday at noon. Paul DeYoung headlines our players. MC Ricky Horton. I got Ricky on tomorrow morning. Rick Horton, Cardinal announcer. Great guy, 7:30 tomorrow with Ricky Horton. Cardinal Caravan, you can come as early as noon. Illinois FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, will be selling the raffle tickets, and the beneficiaries of the money sold for the raffle tickets. Cardinals bring a plethora of wonderful bobbleheads, tickets, calendars, everything. We're going to give you a chance to win some Cardinal calendars in our next hour, so you can take that and come to the Cardinal Caravan to get a signed autograph. You can line up, and the Cardinals will sign one item, and they line up. They just know how to do it. Cardinal fans will show up. Well, 500 or 600 people there. I'll be the MC in the audience, getting you to come to me to ask a question of your favorite Cardinal that is there, and away we go. So it'll be fun. Cardinal caravans are so fun, and we're excited this Friday. But we got our eyes there because, as we mentioned, Thursday 55, but Friday turns to a high of 26.
That's where you got to watch.
There's your big drop. And if we have any precip, because last year we got iced out of the thing. It was disappointing. I'm so bummed. That last January we had to cancel the Cardinal Caravan, and they had to cancel like 3 different caravans. There's 6 caravans going out and around.
Oh, that's cool.
We are caravan number 4. The Cubs need to do that.
Oh, they definitely need to do that.
They totally need me to organize that for them. With full
side
control.
Side job.
Yeah, side job. A full control of who goes where. Because you could, I mean, how popular would the Cubs caravan be in Peoria,
huge.
Bloomington, Champaign, Decatur? I mean, all over the region they could, and they could grow their, do they need to grow their brand? Probably not. Weather brought to you by CMI. Shop local. Put Chemical Maintenance, Inc. in your circle of trust. They've lived here all their life. Betsy and Brad Parks. And if you want cleaning, janitorial stuff like ice melt, that's kind of a janitorial thing when you're trying to keep your sidewalks nice and smooth. I need to throw some salt out by our front door. They got all the soaps, liners, laundry service. Female-owned and operated. Put them in your circle of trust. Follow CMI on Facebook. It's CMIclean.com. They will deliver. 359-6262, 359-6262. 6-2. Okay. We will take our news here at the top of the hour. Come back with more Cardinal calendars. We gave some away on Friday. We'll give more away today. We'll plan to give away 10 Cardinal calendars at about 8:20, Colleen, if you want to get your pen ready.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'll get a lot of people that want their... These are beautiful. 11 by 14, I think. Is that approximately the size? They're just fantastic. Some people try and get these and collect them every year. You can buy them at cardinals.com, but you can get them for free from me. So I bought some, and I want you to have them, and particularly ahead of the Cardinal Caravan coming up Friday, Hilton Garden Inn at noon. You can get there at 11. Doors open then. We're allowing media to talk to some of our players at 11:30. It's always good to be in the media room, kind of schmooze, pretend you know them. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Ha, 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 ha. And I get pictures and stuff. Carlos Martinez was fun a couple of years ago. Matt Adams has been there twice. We've had Trevor Rosenthal, Matt Carpenter. We've had some really, really good guys and players that come through Champaign over the last 7 years. So it'll be fun. Anyway, Friday is the Cardinal Caravan. Tell all your friends and family to be there. And if you want to sit up close and personal, you probably do got to get there at 11 because people show up at 11. It's amazing. They'll sit an hour just to be in that front row. And, you know, everybody's going to see, everybody's going to hear. It's okay, but sometimes you want to get closer to the action. And again, we'll be offering opportunities to ask questions of our special guests. Okay, coming up, fewer family visas approved as Trump tightens vetting of immigrants. Immigration attorney, adjunct professor of law at SMU, Eric Cedillo. He'll be up next as we check your Fox News. Coming up, it's Monday, January 8th. Colleen Magnifico, her real name, in for Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5.